It's green and spiky with a taste for white bulldogs. In 1893, Rhinelander's Gene Shepherd published his first story about the mythical beast. It's been part of the Northwood City's identity ever since. So when Algoma, Michigan reached out about organizing a Hodag festival, some residents didn't take kindly to it.
It even ruffles my green fur a little bit.
That's Kerry Bladorn, a local historian. He says the tale has roots in lumberjack and Native American lore, and Algoma was once home to a sawmill called Hodag Mill. Rhinelander probably can't stop Algoma's event, but Bladorn says the city's Hodag history is secure.
It's not going to change Rhinelander being the home of the Hodag.
Officials in Algoma haven't said whether they're moving forward with planning an event. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.